A dimly lit battlefield where the clash of unseen forces reverberates. In the symphony of life, shadows gather, and an elusive adversary, Satan, orchestrates his attacks. It's in these moments of suspense and delusion that we find ourselves caught in the crossfire of a cosmic struggle. Imagine waking up to the reality that the very fabric of your existence is under siege. It's like a gripping novel where the plot thickens, and the antagonist seeks to unravel the very threads that hold your faith together. This is the backdrop against which we unravel the mysterious and important occurrences when Satan launches his assaults. The suspense is palpable, and the delusion is thick. Yet, it is precisely in these moments that the narratives of our lives take unexpected turns. As we embark on this profound journey of understanding, let's peel back the layers, demystify the attacks, and unveil the transformative truths that await us when Satan sets his sights on shaking our spiritual foundations. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. 1. Spiritual awakening amidst the storm asterisk. When the sneaky enemy, Satan, tries to mess things up, it's like a wake-up call for our souls. Imagine it as if your inner self was taking a cozy nap, and suddenly, a loud alarm goes off, urging you to pay attention. In these tough moments, we start realizing how much we need God. It's a bit like finding a friend when you're lost in the dark. God is there to guide us. Think about it like this. When everything seems a bit too much, there's comfort in knowing that we can call out to God, and He hears us. A bit like how, in the middle of a storm, a lighthouse stands tall, guiding ships to safety. So, in the midst of troubles, we discover this deep connection with God that we might not have felt before. It's like a light turning on in the darkness of our struggles. 2. Forging resilience through God's word asterisk. Imagine you're a superhero gearing up for a big battle. Well, when Satan tries to throw his curveballs, it's like he's pointing out the holes in our superhero suits. But fear not. God gives us this amazing tool, the Bible, to fix those holes and become even stronger. It's a bit like having a manual or a guidebook for life. When life gets tough, we can open the Bible and find all these powerful words that help us stand firm. It's like having a super shield or a magical sword. Remember how Harry Potter had a spellbook? Well, the Bible is like our magical guide that empowers us to face whatever challenges come our way. So, when Satan tries to mess with us, we can flip open our spiritual superhero handbook and show him we're equipped with God's awesome words. 3. Community strength and unity asterisk. Imagine you're playing a game, and suddenly, it feels like you're on your own against a really tricky opponent. That's a bit like when Satan tries to make us feel alone. But guess what? We have friends in this game of life, other believers. It's like being part of a team. The Bible says that when we face tough times, we should stick together, like a bunch of friends huddling up to tackle a challenge. Think of it this way. When we're connected with fellow believers, it's harder for Satan to mess with us. It's like having a bunch of buddies who've got your back, ready to support you when things get tough. So, when the enemy tries to make us feel isolated, we can stand strong together, like a team that can't be defeated. 3. Community strength and unity asterisk. Imagine you're playing a game, and suddenly, it feels like you're on your own against a really tricky opponent. That's a bit like when Satan tries to make us feel alone. But guess what? We have friends in this game of life, other believers. It's like being part of a team. The Bible says that when we face tough times, we should stick together, like a bunch of friends huddling up to tackle a challenge. Think of it this way. When we're connected with fellow believers, it's harder for Satan to mess with us. It's like having a bunch of buddies who've got your back, ready to support you when things get tough. So, when the enemy tries to make us feel isolated, we can stand strong together, like a team that can't be defeated. 4. Refining character in the furnace of trials asterisk. Life is a bit like putting together a jigsaw puzzle. Sometimes it's smooth, and other times, it feels like we're dealing with the trickiest pieces. Now, when Satan decides to stir up trouble, it's as if he's turning up the heat in our puzzle-solving process. Sounds strange, right? But here's the amazing part. These tough moments are like a refining fire that helps us become better, stronger, and wiser individuals. You can imagine that you're in the kitchen, attempting to bake a cake. The baking part is like facing life's challenges, and when Satan tries to make things difficult, it's like he's cranking up the oven's heat. Oddly enough, these moments of heat, pressure, and difficulty are opportunities for growth. The Bible compares these trials to the way a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly. So, when Satan attempts to make life feel like a pressure cooker, remember this. It's like we're inside a special oven of growth. It might feel hot, uncomfortable, and downright challenging, but the end result is a version of yourself that is resilient and refined. It's a bit like how a lump of coal, under intense pressure, transforms into a gleaming diamond. Embrace the process, knowing that these moments are shaping you into a masterpiece. Just as a sculptor carefully molds clay into a work of art, life's challenges are crafting you into something beautiful and enduring. In the midst of the heat, keep in mind that you're on a journey of transformation, emerging as a stronger and more resilient individual. 5. Divine transformation and renewal asterisk. Life is like a big storybook, and sometimes, Satan wants to rip out the most important pages. It's a bit like he's trying to mess up our happy ending. But hold on, here's the incredible part. When Satan is causing chaos, it's as if God is turning those torn pages into a beautiful new chapter. Imagine you have a favorite toy that gets a bit broken. Well, God is the ultimate fixer-upper. When Satan tries to break bits of our lives, God steps in like a superhero and transforms the broken pieces into something even better. It's like having a magical wand that turns the messed up parts into a masterpiece. The Bible talks about this amazing process of transformation. It's like taking an old, worn-out coat and swapping it for a brand new one. So, when Satan tries to make life look like a sad, torn-up storybook, remember that God is the master storyteller. He can turn the messiest pages of our lives into a tale of triumph and renewal. Think of it this way. Life's challenges are like the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. The tough moments are like the cocoon stage, where things might seem a bit dark and cramped. But just when it feels like all hope is lost, God unfolds our wings and reveals the beauty that was hidden inside. So, when Satan attempts to crumple the pages of your life story, trust that God is writing a bigger, better narrative. It's like trading a broken crayon for a box of vibrant colors. Embrace the divine makeover, knowing that the challenges you face are just the beginning of a breathtaking transformation orchestrated by the author of life. Now, imagine you're reaching the end of a thrilling movie, and just when you thought all was lost, the hero emerges victorious. Our journey through understanding Satan's attacks is a bit like that movie. Life's struggles might make us feel like the story is falling apart, but here's the twist. It's setting the stage for an incredible finale. Think of it as a grand adventure where you face monsters and challenges. Yes, Satan may throw a few curveballs, but the story doesn't end there. It's like there's a director, and in this case, it's God himself. When Satan tries to mess with the plot, God takes over, turning the chaos into a masterpiece. So, as you navigate the ups and downs, hold on to the hope that the story isn't finished. It's like a puzzle missing a few pieces, and God has the perfect ones to complete the picture. When Satan tries to dim the lights, God steps in with a spotlight, revealing a path through the darkness. Remember, life's like a roller coaster ride, lots of twists and turns. Satan might want to make you think it's all going downhill, but the truth is, God's the roller coaster designer. He knows the thrilling twists lead to an exhilarating finish. In the grand script of your life, God's promises are the plot twists that bring unexpected joy. So, when Satan tries to write a tragic ending, trust in the author who turns every struggle into a victory dance. Life is an epic tale, and with God in control, the conclusion is always filled with hope, transformation, and a happily ever after beyond your wildest dreams.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, Help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.